We're here at the Walker, amongst all the contemporary artworks, in front of this David Hockney painting, Mr. and Mrs. Clark. Someone just fell off one of the chairs. Mr. and Mrs. Clark and Percy. So I'm here with Andrew Cantus, who's head of fine art here at the Walker. Maybe you could explain why we're here.
Right, we have a David Hockney painting in our collection, Peter Getting Out of Nick's Pool, and we have lent that painting to a new gallery that's opened in Nottingham called Nottingham Contemporary, and they've got a Hockney exhibition on at the moment which has involved them working with Tate, and in return for lending our Hockney, Tate have lent us what's probably the most famous David Hockney painting in the country.
Right. Yeah, it's certainly one of my favourites. I like lots of Hockney stuff, but this one really sticks in the mind. Who are Mr. and Mrs. Clark?
Right, Mr. and Mrs. Clark and Percy are the designer Ozzie Clark and his wife Celia Burtwell, who's the fabric designer, who's still designing and working for companies like Harvey Nichols and Topshop. Percy is their cat, except it's not actually Percy, apparently. The cat in question, which sits on the knee of Ozzie Clark, is called Blanche, but David Hockney apparently didn't like the name for the title. He thought Mr. and Mrs. Clark and Percy sounded better than Mr. and Mrs. Clark and Blanche.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yes, quite.
Yeah, it's a bit more Hockney-ish, isn't it,
yes,
Percy?
Yes.
Yeah. So is this where his other painting was? Is it in the same position as this?
No, we've moved things around a little bit. Our Hockney painting, which was one of the John Moores Prize winners, was in a display that we've got on currently of John Moores Prize winning paintings. Yeah. We've replaced that with another John Moores Prize winner and moved around some of the paintings in the gallery that we're showing things like Ben Jonson's Liverpool Cityscape in, which is quite nice actually because stylistically, with the Liverpool Cityscape and some of the work by artists like Maurice Cockerell and John Baum that we've also got in this room, there's quite a photorealistic style, and Hockney's painting of Mr. and Mrs. Clark and Percy is a sort of combination of realism and abstract painting, so it's quite a nice foil to the other works in this room, which is one of the reasons that we put it here.
Yeah, I think what I like about it is it's acrylic and it's quite flat, isn't it, which was that quite new in 1970? It seemed like it was quite revolutionary.
It was newish, and Hockney started using it in, I think around the mid-1960s, same sort of time that he went to California, which is where the light comes from, really. Even though it's not a California scene, it's set in their London flat. It's very much, I think that's where he learnt the use of light. But by now, he's probably been working with acrylic paints for maybe 6 or 7 years, so he's become pretty much a master of it, whereas in the earlier days when our Hockney was painted, he was using it in a much more learning fashion, if you like. I think he's much more ambitious in the way that he's used the paint by this time.
Yeah, it's a great painting. Be good to... I think I've seen it at the Tate before, but... It's probably not often on display, so it's good. People need to come and have a look while it's here. It's here until January, is it?
It'll be here certainly until the end of January, possibly into early February. It all depends on when our painting comes back, and we'll literally do a sort of swap at the same time. But it's apparently a few years ago it was voted one of the top 10 most loved paintings in the country. So I mean, it's just great that we've got it in the Walker and people can come and have a look at it.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, is this something that happens a lot? I hear of paintings going on loan occasionally, but and this is a big one, so this is news. But is it something like every week you're rearranging paintings to different places, or is it quite infrequent?
It probably is every week, although more often than not that's on a sort of smaller scale. So maybe one painting is going out on loan or going to conservation, or perhaps being photographed. Bigger scale rehangs, such as this room, we rehung this room just a few months ago, completely from scratch at the end of the big Ben Jonson exhibition. So it is sometimes people might not notice changes because they're quite subtle, but other times they'll come in and find we've redone a whole room or half of a room.
Their favourite painting's missing.
Their favourite painting's missing, but usually if it's their favourite, which means it's one of our really iconic, you know, blockbuster pictures that people love, we will always usually try and negotiate something in return for lending them. So, because they're good bargaining power like that.
Yeah. So that keeps you busy then?
It keeps us very busy,
yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
All right.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.